We're talking here today to Eric Borkowski, the head coach for the Audubon softball team, taking a look back at what is a terrific 2021 summer season for them. They finish up 15-11, 9-7 in a very strong Western Iowa Conference, good enough for fifth place. Coach, congratulations on a great year, and thanks for joining us here today.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely, Coach. Always fun to get a chance to catch up with you. You got to be really excited about the future. Coming off a great year, I think you've got a group of young kids that really enjoy the game of softball. A lot of fun to be around, and the future looks really good for this program. But it's got to be fun right now with Audubon softball.
Oh, it's a very fun time. Like you said, the most wins we've had in a long time. This is the most I know that I have had in my coaching tenure. And it's great to see. And, I mean, yes, we've had our ups and our downs. This is the first year we had a couple great seasons. And then we had a few setback years where we didn't do very well, but the kids kept fighting. And you just see the kids from then to now, how we've improved, which is great to see. I mean, and it's all around. It's hitting, pitching, fielding. Every aspect of the game we're getting better at. And the kids are starting to understand it better, which is great to see.
What do you think led to that this year, the type of season that you had? Was it just a bunch of buy-in from everybody?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of buy-in, and I think a lot of success in some of the other sports that they have had this year. Basketball team had great success getting to the regional semifinal. And track having a great, successful season during the season, and then they did a great job at the state track meet. And like all the other sports had success, too. They may not have seen it as much, but everybody did a great job throughout the season. And then I get the chance to finish off the year going into next season, school year, on a great ending note with 15 wins. And the girls just buying in on everything and all aspects of every sport. So, I mean, I think everybody's just starting to buy into all Audubon athletics, and you'll see an improvement in everything.
When did you realize that this could be a special year for this group?
Oh, halfway through the season, when we started really hitting the ball real well, it was a big thing. I knew the hitting was coming, and I've said that in the past years, that all we did was kept hitting it to somebody, and one of these years it's going to be our year, and we're going to find the gap. And right there, towards the middle of the season is when we found that, and it continued throughout the season. Yes, we lost a very tough game, 1-0 to exact Elkhorn Killington, but we also hit the ball really well. We just hit it right at them. But like I said, we just in the middle of the season, when we start hitting the ball well, we all believed in it, and we just kept finding the gaps, getting hits, getting runs, and that's what you got to do in softball.
How fun is it, and I know it's fun, but how fun is it to sit back and see the balls finally finding the gaps and have everybody pretty much up and down the lineup kind of having a good year at the plate?
Oh, it's great to see. Couple girls that just off the top of my head, Johanna Sowers and Hannah, who struggled last year at the plate. This year hit monster bomb home runs against different teams. And just seeing that for those two was huge. Especially the one for Johanna down at Bedford. I mean, the umpire told me, like, that shed that she hit is a long ways away. And off the bat, we knew it was gone. And I just was hoping when she hit that ball that it was gone, that for some miraculous reason the wind wasn't going to come up at 100 mile an hour and hold the ball in. I mean, it was, to me, it was gone off the bat. But the way that her hitting went last year, she thought she struggled, but she did, but she kept making contact. And that's the biggest thing, is she kept hitting the ball, but she got out. And I didn't care about that, but she was making contact, putting the ball in play. And I just kept telling her, hey, your time will come. Just keep hitting the ball. Who cares if you get out right now? Your time's going to come. And that game, that when she hit that home run, holy cow.
Had to be pretty exciting, I imagine.
A lot of emotion for a lot of people, I think, because it's like the monkey fell off her back. Finally, she got that hit.
And such a great kid, and a quiet kid, too, the one that doesn't generally show a lot of emotion.
That is the darn truth. She doesn't show emotion, but that night on that hit, she showed some emotion, which is fine. I mean, like I said, the year before, she struggled at the plate, and then she gets that big hit. you got to do that on occasions. I mean, even I do it, and it's difficult.
Coach, you mentioned getting the bats going a little bit this year, and you mentioned that Joanna and Hannah with home runs. You had a game this year where you had 5 home runs. You guys kind of became known the team there during part of the season that was drilling home runs on a pretty regular basis.
Yeah. That game was really, we won, and I just was really surprised we got 5 home runs in that game against a very good Riverside team. But that night was just our night. That credit goes to all the girls and all the off-season hitting they did, the hitting that my brother puts together in the off-season for them. And they just bought into that, and you could see it working throughout the season for them, and it worked. I mean, him and I had talked, and we didn't think this would be the year that we'd have this many home runs. We thought we were a year away, but we knew we could have a bunch of home runs this year. We just weren't exactly sure on how many. But at the end of the season, we come away with 16. So, I mean, that's a good number to start with.
Yeah, and a lot of those home runs going to be back in the lineup for you next year. Coach, the tough part of the schedule early, how did that help set the tone for this season and for this team? Because even though you dropped some games to some tough teams, it looked like later in the year when you saw those teams, you had a lot more success. So I imagine seeing those teams early kind of helped propel this team a little bit.
Yeah, and I think even at the beginning of the year, yes, we lost to those good teams, but they saw how we competed. And, the first week, yes, we get 3 weeks of practice, but the first 3 weeks, you don't get a lot of the girls because you got district golf, district track, district tennis, all these district other competitions, and then state competitions for track and golf and tennis. And you just don't really get a lot of those girls until about the first full week of games or right away at the second week of games, which we've done that for years, and that's just how the state has it. And we adapt with it and we go. And I just think the first couple weeks when we played those tough teams, we weren't really together as a team, but you knew it would come together, and you saw that in the second half of the season.
Absolutely, Coach. And I thought the other thing that jumped off the board, pitching this year, you had 2 good ones in Callie Earlmeyer and Alexis Obermeyer. It didn't matter who you put in the circle. You knew you were going to get something solid each night.
Yeah, we kind of knew that going into the season. With a shortened season last year, we could kind of see it through Alexis being a freshman this year. I can't remember, I'm pretty sure. But last year was an eighth grader. We could see the success she was going to have. But it was just kind of hard with her so short of a season to throw her in some of those games to really get her adapted to it. But like I said, we knew she could do it because there were games that she came in and she closed last year in tight situations, and she did an excellent job. And she did that again this year, and even when she started, she did an excellent job. But you knew, like I said, we kind of knew going into the season that we had a great 1-2 punch with those two. And to me, you could start one, and the other one comes in, and she has a little bit different stuff than the first one. And that was going to keep a lot of teams off balance. And you saw it, and it did.
Coach, mentioned kind of the losses early. I look later in the season. You lost to Underwood 15-5 the first time, 1-0 the next time you saw them. You lost 11-0 to Logan. You turn around and beat them 11-8 later in the year. So a lot of opportunities to have what could be the best game or best games of the year. What games kind of stand out to you? You had the 5 home run game. What game stood out to you as this is the team we thought we could be?
Oh, I think that week when we went like 5 or 6 games or 7 games in 5 days and we went 6-0 or whatever it was that week. And we beat Logan for the conference or the ACCC tournament, and then we turned around and we played Logan right away that next Monday. To me, that was about the turning. I mean, I thought this is a team we could have playing so many games in so many days and still being able to come back and compete every day. As an athlete, even as a coach, having that many games in a row is very exhausting, because a lot of these kids are going to a game, get home late, get up early, going to weights, going to different activities, and during the day, then having to come play a seven-inning softball game that night in the heat, and then turning around doing the same thing the next day and the next day. And I just thought that was a good part. I thought that that was when I could tell competed in a lot of games. And I think even right in that area, we lost 1-0 to a very good trainer team and a 1-0 to a great Underwood team who's going back to the state tournament. I mean, just right in there, you could see what our team is going to be like.
Yeah, your guys' schedule not easy. There's a lot of strong opponents on it. Then you step out of the conference and play teams like Earlham and stuff that are really good as well. So you guys challenge yourself every year.
Oh, yeah. And that's you do that on a regular basis just because you got to prepare yourself for the postseason. Yes, we play in a very, very good conference, but you also need to go out and play some of those upper echelon teams like the Earlhams. I'm just going to throw Atlantic out there. We haven't played them in a long time, but that's a team that we have played in at the state tournament, and they're a good ball club. I mean, you just got to sometimes play those teams, and sometimes you just got to go play other teams and get some confidence in you. And you can get confidence even playing the really, really good teams by competing, making it a, even if you get beat 5-0, but you played well and you only lose 5-0 to a really good team, that should definitely take your motivation, your confidence, and everything else.
Coach, I hate to bring up that 1-0 loss there to Exire Elkhorn Kimbleton, but it's kind of the same thing I said to Matt Wilder, you know, when I talked with him after the loss to Loma in the playoffs. Probably very disappointed to lose that game because it was a game you probably felt like you could get, especially with his way as well as you played, but at the same time, probably so happy with the way that you the kids went out and played.
Yeah, it's a tough loss. And we had runners at second and third, and I just thought at that time we had the best part of our lineup coming up, that one of these girls will get a base hit and possibly go up 2-1 or even tie it up 1-1. But it just wasn't our night. I mean, the girls played awesome. Hitting-wise, we hit the ball well. We just couldn't get anybody past second base until later on in the game. And we just when we got them past second base, we just couldn't get that timely hit. And that's one of those things. It was a great ball game between both ball clubs. And it even sounds like the boys had a great game last night. So between the four teams, it's two great ball games. I mean, and that's great to hear going out the way we both went out.
Coach, going to be losing four seniors off of this team, and they're going to be missed. You mentioned Joanna Sowers and the year she had hitting the ball with that home run and then the way she played over at first base. Cody Spohr also out in right field and running for you. Sydney Beamer at shortstop and Caitlin Nielsen out in center field. Both swung the bat very, very well for you this year. So a good group of kids and some kids that are certainly going to be missed.
Oh, definitely. All four seniors are going to be deeply missed. Like you said, Johanna at first base, Cody out in right field. Those two were pretty quiet, but they were great leaders for us. Cody, yes, did not get as many bat appearances or plate appearances, which she may have liked, but she played in the outfield 98% of the time or was in the game 98% of the time. I think there was one game she missed, but that happens. Johanna, I don't think, missed a game this year, but between those two, they were very quiet, silent leaders, and they did a great job. Sydney and Caitlin are great players, and they're going to be deeply missed as well, and they're great leaders. But between the four of them, we're going to miss all four of them. It's going to be hard to replace all four of them, but with the success we've had and the girls coming up, I think we'll be all right. It may take us a few games coming up in the next year or half a season, but I think we'll get back to where we were.
Coach, we mentioned Callie Earlmeyer and Alexis Obermeyer, just a sophomore and a freshman. Callie, of course, the sophomore, and Alexis, a freshman. Future in the circle looks really, really good for you guys. Got to be excited about that.
Oh, definitely. Those two are great pitchers in the circle. I mean, whenever they're asked to do something, they're there to do it. They come every winter and they work hard throughout the off season, and they're ready to go by the time we start games and stuff like that. So those two, they're probably raring to go right now, and I'm ready to go as well. So let's start the next season now, I guess.
I know another kid. She'll want to run cross-country first, but probably excited to get back behind the plate. Hannah Tiggison, have you seen her develop as a catcher and a softball player over the years?
She's developed greatly over the last few years as a catcher and a hitter. Catching-wise, when I first got her, there were some things that we had to work on, which is normal. And we have fixed those, and she has done a great job. I've just noticed a lot of teams don't like to run on us all of a sudden, which before that's all they wanted to do is run, because they knew they had a chance. And now a lot of teams don't do it, which to me, that's a lot of credit to her getting out of her stance and throwing the ball to second base or third base to get a girl out. But yes, you do have the teams that run on you. And I mean, that, there's nothing she can do as a pitcher could fix that. It's just they got great speed and they get big jumps. So she's done a great job back there. She's been an eighth grader when I got her. She didn't get a lot of the chance right away. She's an eighth grader. But the last few years she has, she's done a great job.
Kylie Hartle named her our motor end player of the game there in that win over Booyer Valley in the opening round of the playoffs. Looks to me like a young lady, just a sophomore, that's got a chance to be pretty special for you over at third base.
Yeah, she really does. There's not a lot to fix with her. I mean, there's some things, but she's done a great job over at third base. I mean, she doesn't like when I hit infield to her because it comes too hard, but I always tell her, if you can feel the ground ball that I'm hitting at you, you can almost feel anything coming at you. And she's got used to that, and yes, she doesn't like it, but she's also improved a lot. And stays down on the ball, fields the ball, throws the ball well, and does a great job.
Couple of freshmen. Maddie Nielsen, maybe one of the more competitive kids that I've seen. I still remember a comment that she made to me during a track meet one time, and that was is that she kind of likes it when she gets the baton and there's people in front of her, because one of her favorite things to do is to chase somebody down, and that's competitive to me and wanting to compete. So I think got a chance to be pretty special in a lot of things. And Addie Hocker, another one of those young ladies that really came on for you this year and made some great plays defensively out in the outfield, and the bat got better as the season went on.
Yeah, those two are great competitors all the way around. Like you said, Maddie likes to chase people down. And yes, she does like to do that, and she has great speed. She can do that. One of the drills we have is we run bases periodically throughout the season. And I always tell them, if you catch a person in front of you, the other person has to run it again. Well, Maddie hasn't quite caught anybody yet, but she's been within like a half a step. And that's just, like you say, a competitive thing for her. And she does a great thing with that, and she's a great athlete all the way around. Addie is the same exact way. She's very competitive. She likes to look at it. She works hard. She's always trying to improve. Another one with that group would be Jordan Porsche,
yep,
who has done a great job in the outfield, great job at the plate. She's done a great job all around, just like the other two. They all put people in a lot of extra time, effort into whatever sport they're in and working on and going into. So, I mean, that's great to see for those kids, and even all the kids. They're always competing, wanting to get better, working hard all the time.
And Coach, you bring up Jordan. I was going to bring her up here in a second. We keep track of how every kid does statistically week in and week out with our Outlaw Graphics Regional Athlete of the Week. It just makes it easier to kind of see who had a special week. Jordan was one of those kids that every single week was kind of in that hunt for that honor because of the way she swung the bat, because of the way she played defensively. So just a freshman going to be special for you. Another freshman that ran a lot and I think's probably got a good future, you know, once some spots open up a little bit, maybe to compete for some other playing time, but Michelle Brooks really helped you guys out this year.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, she hasn't seen a lot of varsity playing time, but like you said, there just wasn't a spot to put her in or try to put her in this year. But next year, she can get, there's two or three spots she can compete to try to get two spots in the outfield, shortstop, and even if she wants to try first base, heck, why not? She seems like a good enough athlete.
Yep.
But yes, she has done a great thing this year. She did a lot of running the bases. She kept the dugout loud. She kept everybody in the game. She's always joking around with it. Well, and what you got to have.
Yep.
With other players. Even Deb and I joke around with them on occasion. But if that's how you got to keep the dugout relaxed and everybody relaxed, that's what you got to do. And she didn't always ever do it when it wasn't the right time to joke around. It was usually like in between innings and stuff like that. So, I mean, she's a great player to have on the team. Keeps the dugout mellow, and she does a great job with that. And she's, like you say, up and coming. So.
And, Coach, I'm just going to run through a list of kids here that didn't see a ton of varsity time, but with four seniors graduating, there's going to be some places open, and these are young kids that can maybe help out in the future. Peyton Gust, Emma Brand, Carly Hartle, Elisa Testero, also looks like Victoria Osmus, Emily Foran, and Riley Britton. So all kids that, people forget sometimes that the kids – pressure you guys and push you guys in practice, and those kids help out. They keep the dugout alive, and they do a lot of things that may be behind the scenes that help you have the success, and then they're the kids that can slide into those positions in the future.
Oh, definitely. Everyone on that list has a chance to get in next year. Victoria sat out a year with the COVID stuff last year, which, I mean, that's fine. She did get a few at-bats. She did a great job that she was called up on. And all the rest of them had great jobs, even like you said, in the dugout, keeping things mellow. And they do a lot of stuff during practice, keeping things relaxed, competitions, and making everybody better. That's what you got to have. You got to keep pushing everybody each and every day.
Well, Coach, I tell you what, congratulations again on such a great season this year. I think the future of Wheeler softball, I'm excited for it. Love this group of kids. They're so much fun to be around and to watch compete, which is a great thing. And appreciate everything you do. I know sometimes you guys have long road trips, but it doesn't matter. When you get back, you get those stats posted for us. You text back and forth with us to kind of let us know how the game's played out. So appreciate all you do to help us cover Wheeler softball.
Oh, thank you. You guys do a great job as well. So, like I said, you guys keep us updated and you get those stats out for everybody to see. So, once again, thank you guys for covering us and covering all the Wheeler Athletics.
You bet. Head coach again, Eric Borkowski with the Audubon softball team.